Vice President Kamala Harris is in El Paso, Texas today on her first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border since taking office. Harris says her focus is on solving the root causes of migration from Central America that are contributing to the problems we're seeing at the border. This visit comes after weeks of criticism from Republicans. They argue she should have gone sooner. Let's bring in NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez, who joins us with more. Hi, Franco.
Hi, Tanya.
Well, tell us about the vice president's agenda today. Where will she be going and who will she be meeting with?
Well, she's traveling with the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, and she began her trip today at a U.S. Customs and Border Protection facility. She's also going to be meeting with nonprofit groups and immigration lawyers, and she's going to give a speech and take some questions from reporters. It's a full day.
She has had this very difficult job of tackling the migration issue. What is she hoping to achieve with this visit?
Yeah, it's a really difficult issue. It's one that's dogged so many administrations before. The Obama administration, the Trump administration have all struggled with this. You know, Harris is leading the Biden administration's effort to address, quote, the root causes of migration. And what that means is addressing the reasons why people leave their homes, largely in Central America, in the first place to come to the United States. She visited the region earlier this month where she studied the causes of migration. And she's saying today that it makes sense now for her to come to the border and take a closer look at the effects of this.
She's answering really the criticism from Republicans. They think that she should have visited this border earlier. And she's saying that essentially she's been doing research, though, before she has made this decision to kind of take these steps. How else has she addressed those concerns?
Yeah, the scrutiny on the vice president and the border has really been intense for quite some time now, for months, especially since she was tasked with what is really a difficult role. And, you know, frankly, she's kind of struggled at times trying to explain why it was taking so long for her to get to the border. You know, her team has been adamant that her diplomatic work is separate from the immediate challenges at the border. But clearly, you know, what is happening at the border is related to what is happening in the region. It's all interrelated. And that is something that she is acknowledging today.
I have about a minute with you. But the administration has also been under a lot of pressure from immigration advocates to allow more people to seek asylum rather than turning them away at the border. Have there been any signs that this is under consideration?
Yeah, that's right. There have actually been lawsuits and negotiations between the administration and groups. Advocates are very concerned that the administration has maintained a Trump-era policy, you know, put in place during COVID, that allows the Biden administration to essentially turn away the majority of migrants who arrive at the border. The exception has been children. But there has been a lot of pressure on the administration to lift this policy, and it's likely to happen eventually with COVID vaccines going around. But that's going to have an impact on the border, and it could lead to more migrants coming if they think they have a better chance of entering the country.
Well, there's a lot to follow here. That's Franco Ordonez. He is NPR's White House correspondent. As always, thank you so much, Franco.
Thank you.